Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Erica Sager. Erica is one of the teachers of the Hope Learning Center. Erica knew from a young age that she wanted to be a teacher. Her grandmother was a teacher, her mother was a teacher, and being able to realize this dream from such an early age has been nothing but a blessing in her life. Erica, however, did take a hiatus from teaching to raise her four children, and once her oldest grew to school age, it was a natural transition to begin homeschooling. For many of those homeschooling years, Erica taught classes in different locations, and in 2015, she partnered with Kathleen Baker at Hope Learning Center. Here, she began teaching elementary science, history, and high school English. She also signed on with Academy Northwest and became a teacher consultant. Erica has a passion for teaching students to be excellent, solid thinkers who are grounded in a Christian worldview. She firmly believes it is her job to guide students as they pursue their dreams and God-given abilities, all while fostering lifelong love of learning. In this episode, we talk about how no two homeschooling experiences are the same, how each child has different needs, parents need to consider the needs of each of their children, and how they design their courses to fit the gifted students and offer one-on-one tutoring and accommodations for the challenges students may face. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Erica has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guest and tell us, what's a fact about you that most people just don't know?
Hi. Well, one of the fun facts that people probably don't know about me is that, in a sense, I'm an accidental teacher. I struggled big time all throughout school and didn't get any help until my freshman year of high school. And I got the help that I needed. I overcame my disability, went to college, became a teacher, and now I have a real heart to help those who struggle.
I feel like you say accidental teacher, and I feel like you were an intentional, literally an intentional teacher. You're like an intentional purpose for this world, because you're able to take real actual experience. You turned it on its head. You looked at it and you said, you know what? This is my lane. This is where I'm good. And I'm going to teach people how to do this. And that just means also you're probably teachable. You're probably still open to learning more, and you're probably still growing in your own right. And which means your company is probably going to just blow up because, you know, with that kind of, you know, mindset, that growth mindset, who better to lead a school for learners, for the next generation, but a person who knows how to model a growth mindset. So I love that. I think that is fantastic. So talk to us about what you do. So like, let's get into your school, what it is that you do and how you started it.
Yeah. So HLC is a unique blend. HLC, standing for Hope Learning Center, is a unique blend of accredited and non-accredited education with creative options. So we teach the core classes, math, science, history, English, and we are able to accredit it because we are affiliated with Academy Northwest, which is considered in the state of Washington a private school. And so we teach all of those classes, and we are able to do it in a unique way based on students' learning styles. And we can create even independent study courses for students as well.
That's awesome. And that's what I love about the homeschooling arena, the fact that you're able to do that. Interest-based, you know, learning skills. How does your child learn best? And it actually is an education for the parents as well. The parents are able to learn about their child. And I've heard a lot of parents say, I learned by myself.
Yes.
I even learned how I learn.
And absolutely.
Yeah. And you build this relationship with your children, and even again, healing and restoration with yourself. I just, you know, I think people don't realize the serendipity of coming into this arena and being able to, you know, be so intimate and hands-on with your child, with somebody who's an expert in the field, and really get this journey, you know, going.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we strive for excellence as well, even with struggles and problems and, you know, learning disabilities, reading struggles, we still focus on excellence and doing the best. You know, 2 Timothy 2:15 says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a worker who is not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we give tools on how to do this. And myself, with my background, and Kathleen, which I'll probably talk about later, the main founder, we just really have a heart to find that way. There is a way for every single student and every parent, because like you said, we parents learn just as much, if not more, than our students do.
So what was the touch point that where you were like, oh my gosh, I need to do this. I need to start this. Like, what inspired this movement for the school?
Well, it's my own children. So I homeschooled my own children from the beginning. I have 4 children. I have 17, 18, 21, and 23. So 3 of them have graduated from high school. But when my oldest was nearing high school, I wanted to provide him with an accredited transcript and diploma. For whatever reason, the Lord put it on my heart, and it was really important to me. I didn't want to close any doors for him. He made rumblings of possibly wanting to go into the military at one point, and then I knew he was probably on a college track. And so I didn't want to close any doors for him. And so I just started asking questions. And since I have my teaching credentials from before, I found Academy Northwest, and I just started to pursue it. And I became a teacher consultant with Academy Northwest. Then I met Kathleen, a fellow colleague at Academy Northwest, and we began Hope Learning Center.
Oh, that is awesome. It's interesting, you know, how children can really like just onset so many new things. And that's something I wanted to highlight really quick to parents, because a lot of times, sometimes parents might be like, oh my gosh, I probably could do this if I didn't have kids. I could do this if I didn't. In versus like what God has given you is your children, so that you can do those things that he's putting on your heart. You might not be able to like fully realize it, but the first steps, asking those questions, getting someone to partner with you, because we're not supposed to do things alone anyways. Like, you know what I mean? We do things in community and together.
Absolutely. And, you know, I often tell parents too, you know, not every family is going to feel the need to do an accredited transcript and diploma. However, I want parents to know that it is an option. And if it's a concern, and if the Lord has laid it on their heart, their child might need it, because they might want to go to culinary school or cosmetology school or some university that requires it, that they won't accept a homeschool diploma. And so, you know, we just don't know and our kids are 15, 16, 17, 18, we don't know for sure where they're going to go. So this is an option. That's is doable.
Awesome. That's awesome. So can parents have like time to chat with you? Maybe like walk through what they are thinking or what they've been doing? Is there options for them to connect with you and kind of like, you know, just flesh that out with you?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're located where we're located, which is in the Vancouver, Washington area. However, so if a student wants to take a class in person, they obviously would need to live near us. However, we can do consulting via Zoom or phone call, and we're happy to do that with parents to talk them through and give them some advice and help.
That's awesome. That's really fantastic. Especially when, as a parent, you're trying to, you know, just maybe even just start all this, you know, and it's confusing. Like, I actually, my husband and I were, it's similar. I'll bring it back around. Like, it's similar. Like, my husband and I were looking to start taking territory by buying a home, and it's just outside of our scope. I'm like, I don't even know where to start, you know? And when a friend of mine who's a real estate agent, she's like, talk to this person first before you do anything. And it's like, oh, okay. So now we're sitting down with somebody and I have no idea what to expect. She's like, I'm going to give you a list of things. Just bring that. And then we'll go from there. I know what I'm talking about. So I got you, you know, and that's the thing. It's just that take that step, you know, make the phone call, send the email, and just say, hey, I'm interested. What do I need to bring? What do I need to, how do I get a consultation with you? You know, what's my next step? Because accredited transcript, accredited diploma is something that I'm looking to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we have a wealth of knowledge. Myself, I've homeschooled, as I said before, all four of my children, and the main founder, Kathleen Baker, she homeschooled her children and has consulted countless families. So we have a wealth of information at Hope Learning Center to guide parents. And we are willing to show all of the options because there are so many. And I just, to dovetail on something else you said, I had a parent tell me recently that she's homeschooling out of obedience, not so much out of passion. And that can be difficult because if you don't have the passion and you don't feel like you have all these wonderful ideas, but you know it's what you're supposed to do, we're here to help guide in that, even if maybe you don't have that passion, but you know you're supposed to do it.
That's great, Erica. That's fantastic. So what's the setup? How does your school work? Is it like classrooms? Is it just one-on-one tutoring? What does it look like?
So we have a little bit of all of that. So we do have traditional classes. I guess I say traditional. So in person, we have a classroom. We operate out of a church. They have graciously let us use their space. So we have it as a classroom. We meet once a week for the class, and we do a two-hour class where we present all of the information, and then our students work on Google Classroom. We give them their assignments that way. They turn them in. Essentially, we give them their syllabus or their checklist for the week, and they work through all of it. They turn in their work to us, we grade it, and, you know, provide them their feedback and final grade. So that's our traditional class. Our math classes do meet twice a week because it's math. Everything else we seem to be able to do once a week. We do also have tutoring. We are developing, actually, a reading tutoring program. We are using Barton, and we have two trained Barton tutors for those readers who are struggling, both elementary and or high school level.
What's Barton?
Barton is a reading tutoring program specifically for dyslexic students, but even just struggling readers. And it's a very scripted, very great program, very successful program that we're using. So we have that tutoring. We also have math tutors that can help students, and English if that's a need. And then also we do the one-on-one consulting with our accredited students. So we meet with them one-on-one. They might take some of our classes. They might do some independently at home. So we sit down with them weekly or monthly to go over their work. We help with grading. We make plans for them, help them with their schedule and different curriculum, find a course that would work for them. If a traditional curriculum isn't going to work with them, we make adjustments to it as needed per the student.
That's cool. Do you have an online option?
We're pursuing that right now. I realize that would be able to reach more students. We don't currently have it, but I will say that it's in the planning stages.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that means we have to have another conversation.
Yes. We know we don't want to do hybrid because we tried that back in March of 2020 when COVID hit. We went all online, and all online seems to work. And then the fall, we started meeting in person, and we would let people join in on Zoom or Google Meet. We found that the hybrid just does not work. I forgot the people on Zoom, and it was just terrible. But I think an all online class could work.
Correct.
So we don't currently, but we could do the consulting online, but we don't have classes currently.
Yeah. And that's so funny because even like I still teach in the public school, I guess playing with the idea of hybrid, and we're like, no, that's just not going to work. And they tried it and it failed. It like failed so miserably because you just can't. The two platforms are so vastly different, and they require different attention. Yeah. So you're 100% right. Yep. Like that hybrid thing doesn't work as much as people. The only way it works is if it's seminar, like literally I'm taking like you people on Zoom. I'm not going to, you're a seminar. You're just paying attention. You're looking in. I'm not going to be communicating with you, but you're going to be like looking in. here is where I'm going to be. And that's like probably the only way. And they understand they're just like, they're observers.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the only way it really
could work. Because there's so much energy that comes from the people in person, and the ones online can't get that energy. And as a teacher, it's distracting. And so I'm like distracted the whole time.
100%. 100%. I love that. Yeah. Oh, man. So, all right, as we're wrapping up, like, what's the call to action? Where can they find your resources? Where can they connect with you and, you know, get started?
Absolutely. So we have a website, hopelearningctr.com, and we are on Facebook and Instagram as well. And they can email or make a phone call. They will talk to Lisa Honnell. She is our office manager, and she will direct you to make an appointment with either Kathleen Baker or myself. And we can talk. We can talk about options and ways that we can help you.
Awesome. What I'll do is I'll put all that information as well in your show notes. That way people can click and go have your, and just be able to, you know, send you an email right from there. Like click, email, boom. It just opens up.
Awesome.
Making it easy.
That's great.
So, Erica, it's been amazing talking with you this morning. What is one big takeaway that you want to leave with parents, homeschoolers all across the literally the globe, because this is a global podcast, which I'm stoked about.
It's so awesome. So glad you're doing it.
Me too. I love this.
Yeah, so it's awesome.
What's one thing you want to leave with all the listeners from our conversation today?
So those you homeschool parents, I will say, or parents, if you feel the need to find a different option for your students, that you don't want them in the public school, whether it's out of obedience or passion, you can do this. And seek the Lord always. Ask him where he wants you to go with your children. No two homeschooling experiences are the same. Each child has different needs. And look for all of your options. Don't sell yourself short. You can do this. And I encourage you to do it. And keep your child's best interest in mind and seek the Lord, and it will go well for you.
Awesome. Erica, thank you so much. Yes. And yeah, you guys will be hearing from her again when that online school, the Hope Learning Center online will happen. We don't know when, but she'll be back on and we'll be talking about that. Erica, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for doing this. It's invaluable.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.